Yes, no more silence at the start. It's easier that way. Yes, let's pop this in the groups. And no, there it is. Come in the wing group.
Join it from the wing because we got to pimp the wing, can it?
Yeah.
It's always got to be on show.
Yeah, so let's just wait for a few people to jump in. Let's play a game. Next person. Oh, wait, people joined. Next person that joins is Pussy. Let's see who it is. The eighth person to join. Let's all see who that's going to be. They're a pussy. Come on. It's like a little game. It's a fun little game. What the fuck? Hurry up. It's killing the joke.
I'll post it in the Kajira chat. There's surely a pussy who's going to join. I'll join and send it.
Honestly, what the fuck? That is ridiculous. Fuming. Oh, wait. Oh, it's Lux. All right, Lux.
Oh, Lux is the
top guy. Top guy. Yeah. Legend.
Yeah.
What a legend. I want to give him a thumbs up for being a legend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Definitely not a pussy.
Yeah,
well tell done. You that. That's a fact.
Well done, Lux.
Well done. Number eight. Lucky number eight. Everyone's favourite lucky number. Just going to drink some, just having a drink.
What have you got there?
A coffee. I'm tired.
Of life or just
no, life? I'm tired of all your bullshits. Tired of all your bullshits. That's what it is. So, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So how's your week then?
Fucking shit.
It's Tuesday. Let's just consider Sunday as the first day of the week. Arsenal fucked it up, didn't they?
It is the first day of the week in some places.
Yeah.
In the Middle East.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But their weekend is Friday, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. They have Friday and Saturday off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what they're up to at the minute, but
always up.
Yeah, they have different weekends.
Yeah.
They're busy on Sundays, attacking each other. No. This is the World Peace episode. We did a World Peace episode before. It didn't work. We did an episode, I think, one of our first ones was called Could You Ask World Peace Extreme? And peace has not befallen us. There's wars everywhere. There's wars in the Middle East. There's wars in the cosmos.
There's wars in Venezuela.
Yeah, the one in the cosmos affects me the most.
Yeah, it's true.
That's the one
I would
like to stop.
Wars as well as going on.
If you could stop any war, what one would you stop?
I don't know, that's hard, isn't it?
Everyone write what war you would stop in the comments if you could stop. The cosmos war, the Middle East war.
Current wars, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Because if it's not current, it's already been stopped.
Yeah. Or it's still going on.
Yeah, no, I think the Kajira war. We're coming to the end of the Kajira war, aren't we? Today, I think, I don't know if anyone saw, but obviously I think people know that Mike is leaving Kajira. Yeah. Sumo has somewhat graciously and dick swingingly has offered to purchase the rest of Mike's Kajira. So,
big boy.
You know, more Kajira in another good hand. Sumo is about as good a hand as you could have it in Sumo, I think.
Sumo, he's got big hands, isn't he?
He's got big hands.
Big hands.
Yeah. But yeah, sounds. But yeah, so that's that's happening apparently. Just Mike Independence Day.
Mike Independence Day.
Yeah, this is midday.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Funky. I like that chewing gum. Remember that chewing gum?
Which one?
The Wrigley's.
Double the pleasure. I just looked. It just said double the pleasure, and it was two guys with one behind him with squinted eyes. Look, watch. You can't see this. Look at that. Double the pleasure. Gaze. Yeah.
Wrong with that, though. If people want to bum each other,
BK.
Just get on with it.
I don't mind.
No one cares.
Yeah, but I just want to be able to make fun of you. I want you to be happy and have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do all the bumming you want, in my opinion.
Yeah. Do it raw dog.
I've always said that. Yeah.
Can't get anyone pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, just get out all up inside him and just sort of enjoy your life, man.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that. Yeah.
Live your best life.
Yeah. Not a problem. So if any of you are up to that, good luck with it. That's what I say.
Fun. Yeah.
Go mental.
You know, as God says, do what you do best.
He did say that. So when did he say that?
Most probably on the fourth day or something.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Yeah, I think it was one of the,
It was a slow day.
He'd left the last day, was pointless, wasn't it?
Well, he just had it off. It's holiday, isn't it?
In the last day he took off, didn't he?
Yeah, Sunday.
But here's a question. What did he build on the eighth day?
Eighth day is just the first
resting
day,
again. So the seventh day he didn't need to take off because after that.
So 6 days of work.
Unless actually no, because
it's just repeat, isn't it?
No, because he's he has done a lot. To be fair, I'm a fan of him, by the way.
He resurrected and everything, didn't he?
I'm a fan of God. I'm just sort of having fun.
I love God.
I think he's all right. Yeah, I went to a cathedral.
Cathedrals are nice.
I don't know if anyone's been to a cathedral.
I think most people have.
I don't know if people have, but I went to one.
I imagine Mr. Italy has.
Yeah, hopefully.
I bet he lives right next to one.
Yeah, so I went to a cathedral in Hampshire, and I went and had a little. I prayed for you guys. I tried to pray your gay away. Not really. That's a joke. I don't mind if you're gay again. It's just a joke. It's just a joke, isn't it? Yeah. Have you been?
Where have I been?
Yeah.
I've been gym today. Been gym, just getting my spa on.
So nowhere is the answer. But I've been all over the shop.
Been kind of.
I've been everywhere.
Had really good ramen about 10 days ago.
Where?
In right near Hamleys. What's that called?
What are you doing in fucking Hamleys?
What's that called? That little restaurant, the square. Hamley Court.
Carnaby.
No, Kingly Court.
Yeah.
Kingly Court. Love that little bit. It's a little square of a nice little restaurant.
Yeah.
It's so good, this ramen place. They even have places in Tokyo. So I've heard it from the horse's mouth as well, because I've seen Japanese people online going, oh, this is just like home. So yeah, if you need to have good ramen in London, go Kingly Court.
Yeah.
There you go.
So yeah, that's the last week, I guess. Yeah. Let's catch up on some Kujira news. Well, of course, I think Kujira it's news. Pretty evident that
Kujira
today.
Kujira news. Kujira Should news. We do some noises?
Yeah. Well, today's episode is about NAMI and the sale next week. But, you know, as always, deal with 20 minutes of shit at the start. Yeah. That's what you have to do. It's like going on a date.
20 minutes in heaven, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's like going on a date. You have to listen and like pretend she's interesting. And then at the end, so you can get your juice.
Yeah.
I haven't really been on dates, but nah. I've seen them. No, but I watch them online all the time.
Yes, I love that show. First,
I watch the end bit.
What's that one with the like mentally disabled people who go on that First Dates? Is it called?
I don't think they're disabled. I think they're just
The ones I'm talking
undateables.
Undateables. I love it. That. That's so lovely.
I love it. It's the nicest thing in the world. It's a show about disabled people going on dates.
Yeah, but they're just the purest heart.
Yeah, they're
people.
Very nice. Yeah. It's very sweet.
Yeah.
I haven't watched much of it, but I've seen a little bit.
I love that guy who wouldn't date anyone outside of a 5 mile radius.
Yeah.
He was a Chad, wasn't he?
He had decided, so he hated London, same as me. I might be eligible to go on this show.
Play your cards, right?
But he didn't want to date anyone outside of a 5 mile radius, which I understand.
A bit long, isn't it?
Especially, yeah.
With traffic and all that. Yeah,
and he didn't want to go to London. He had to meet a girl in London.
Yeah.
He got upset.
Yeah, I remember the thing. He was,
when he got told the date, saw her, she was really excited, and he went, "Where does she live?" And they told him, and he went, "How many miles is that?" And they said it's 7 miles, and he went, "For fuck's sake!"
He's just there upset. He went, "She's in fucking London." That's how he sounded.
Yeah. We need to try again.
Good man. Good man.
Might have to post a video of him later. He's a legend.
We might have to sponsor him.
Yeah.
Hopefully with our declining money.
I hope he's found love inside his 5 mile radius.
Yeah, I hope so. Hopefully. I hope someone's found love. Yeah. None of us are.
No.
Not a person in this cash in the crowd. He had love once, but he lost it.
He lost it.
He's not even here. Well, I'm glad he lost it, to be honest. Same. He didn't deserve it.
No, clearly not.
Who does he think he is, mate?
Yeah.
Shit, Eddie Murphy.
Basically. Honestly.
Yeah.
Well, he's just basically a failed basketball player, isn't he, really?
Yeah. He looks like a real dweeb. If you haven't, you probably haven't seen him yet, but he looks like a real dweeb. But I like him.
Oh, how wonderful is that, Mr. Italy? I can see two bell towers from my window. See,
can you really?
I told you. This is
bloody hell. Yeah. It's funny because most of the people listening are used to seeing two bell ends
or hearing them
rather than towers because they're gays. Again, just a joke. I like gays, nothing, not a problem. It's just a joke. Yeah. If you do leave, though, people are gonna, if you leave the spaces now, people are gonna get suspicious. So, probably best not to, unless you don't mind. I wouldn't mind.
We do so some other Coogee news,
yeah. Go on.
Did we do the thing which just
we haven't done anything? We talked about gays and fucking God.
And undateables.
And disabled people in the Middle East.
But all good topics.
Yeah.
So it's up for vote, I believe, right now, which obviously is going to pass. The revenue converter. That's
revenue converter on Kajura.
Bang.
Bang.
What does that mean, Danny?
What does it mean? It means they're going to convert some revenue, doesn't it?
Yeah. So what? To what?
To Kajura and USK.
There we go.
Let me get the numbers up because I don't know if anyone's seen this, but it was pretty exciting. Old English style voice.
Nice.
It was pretty exciting. So, obviously, we saw the roadmap recently.
Yep.
We all got excited.
Who wrote that roadmap? I think he's in the audience.
Probably is.
Yeah.
He probably is.
He definitely isn't a pussy either.
Basically, anything you see that's done, there's a good chance he did it.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. There's a very good chance that Lux did it.
Yeah.
He does everything. He's got fingers in a lot of holes.
Yeah. Who do you think American Pie was based off of?
Every founder that's got a hole, Lux is in it.
Yeah.
He's got his finger in it.
Yeah.
That's
another word for it.
Yeah. The revenue. So, right, basically, could you have released a revenue converter and it collects the fees from the Kajura dApps, converts them progressively to either Coogee or USK before finally being sent to the distributor to be sent to Coogee stakers. Wow. How exciting.
Amazing.
Oh, isn't that good? This is pretty good.
Yeah.
I've wanted this one for a while.
The vote finishes.
Go and vote.
We got your back, don't even need to fucking vote, waste of time.
Yeah. Governance. Who would fucking get involved with something as stupid as that? Yeah. Wink staking is live.
Yeah, that one stuff you can vote.
yeah, right, so revenue converter, there's actually a page you can go to and you see the numbers. Yeah. You see the numbers right now. There's $73,000. So 44 of that is currently in Coogee. The rest is waiting to be transferred into Coogee. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's like sort of a bit of a buyer pressure, isn't it?
Yeah.
At last. Oh God, it might be okay, everyone. We might be okay. So this is just an extra little thing. And also if you're staking, I'm going to be honest. Staking was annoying for me, getting, what's that? A little bit of like some Blackwell LP. Brilliant. A penny of Osmo.
Ah,
sick. Yeah. But now, none of that. Now you're getting Coogee and USK. That's all you really want, isn't it?
Yeah, really. It's a bit of stable.
Well, if you're in Coogee, if you're staking Coogee, you're getting Coogee. Sick. USK.
And as
stable.
Well, if you don't want the Coogee, just swap it after yourself.
Don't swap it.
Yeah, obviously. Don't
swap it. Just stake it and then get more. Yeah.
What do they call that? Compound interest.
I'll tell you when to sell. I'll tell you when to sell.
Yeah.
It'll be right after I've done it. I haven't sold any.
No.
Gucci.
No.
Yeah.
I know someone who has.
I know someone that has.
I mean, everyone knows someone who
has. I know a couple of people that have.
Yeah.
Oh, he's had it rough lately, hasn't he? Oh, couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
Yeah. Nice, really listening on anonymous.
Yeah, do you know, like, do you know, like, to be like, so I think it's important to be fair. Like, obviously, you know, look, we've taken the piss out of him. He's, I think he took the piss out of us first. It is what it is, isn't it? But like,
he's timed it well. He timed it well.
I mean, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, he's absolutely battered us, isn't he? Let's be honest. Like, we might have called him a cunt. Yeah, I mean, but he's. I think he's going to be okay. I wouldn't be too worried about him. In the grand scheme of things, it is sort of sad it didn't work out. If only someone knew ahead of time.
Yeah.
If only someone knew that was going to happen.
Hindsight,
yeah. Yeah. No, but he's definitely getting blamed for something that he isn't doing. Like, that's definitely true. He is. Like, yeah. I mean,
collateral damage, isn't it?
He has nothing to do with the war, no. as far as I know. Well, he says he doesn't, but you know, he has said other things. So, you know, it depends who you want to believe.
Don't believe cash. That's the thing.
Yeah, Cash definitely has nothing to do with the war.
No,
he would
never trust him.
That guy's a weasel.
Yeah,
he's still not here, is he?
No, so we can carry on going.
He's a fucking weasel.
Yeah, proper loser.
But yeah, I guess what we're saying is be nice to Mike.
Yeah,
just be nice to him from now.
Yeah.
Why not? He'll be gone today. If Sumo, yeah, I think Sumo's.
Yeah, Sumo's. That boat party's just going to get bigger and bigger. He's going to need two boats with the amount he's holding.
He's going to have a lot of Kuji, isn't he?
He's going to have a lot of boats.
Yeah. Well.
His old boy here. Better be. I'm not even going to talk about his dinghy then.
Fuck his dinghy, mate. Yeah. He sleeps in a dinghy. Long story short, he sleeps in a dinghy. Yeah. Doesn't have a bed.
No.
I saw someone else who did that. They just have like a blow-up dinghy in a sort of studio apartment and he sleeps in it. Mm. Nice. With a blanket.
It's kind of like how Joey and Chandler had the canoe. Remember the canoe?
Yeah,
that was kind of a good canoe.
A bit like that, yeah.
Could they use the canoe though in like a New York River, like one of them? Is it the Hudson River? I want to say that one. That's the famous one where the plane landed in.
No idea.
The Hudson River.
Yeah, probably.
I'm just going to pretend. Yeah. That's correct.
I remember that Mike crashed that plane, didn't he, into the river? If I remember right.
It might be, who knows?
I think it was
possible.
I think it was Mike that did that, yeah.
Good landing, though.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Great landing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Good landing.
He's done well. All right. So, there's some Wink news.
Oh, yeah.
We do Wink, innit?
Yeah.
If you're not aware,
we have
a project.
Yeah, we're part of Wink.
Called Wink.
Winky.
And we've been working on it for a long time. It's really fucking hard work, but it's going all right.
Yeah.
Now start new stuff. I feel like we're doing something every minute, man.
Yeah. So Wink DAO is live. Go stake your Wink and stuff.
Yeah.
Because DAO passed, I think.
DAO has come. Has passed on Kajira, which is good.
Yeah.
And we managed to sliver our way to the front of the queue. We're the first DAO on DAO.
Well, technically.
Wink DAO is the first DAO on DAO.
Yeah, so they've got their own DAO to test out the DAO.
Forget about that.
Not a DAO, is it?
It's not.
On the DAO.
No, so we got the DAO.
We've got the official first DAO.
In terms of DAOs.
Kuji DAOs. So
we're DAOing.
Yeah, we're like the biggest DAO at the moment.
With them DAOing.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are staking.
Yeah, thanks.
Fools.
We haven't even staked yet, have we?
No.
I need to.
We're gonna stake a fat chunk of the treasury soon.
Yeah.
So that'll be in there. I wonder how high we can get the staking numbers. What are they at now? It's like 7.5 million or so, I think. Which is pretty brilliant, really.
Yeah.
I mean we're
yeah,
yeah, we'll chuck a chunk in there as well. Mm. And then we'll put up a prop to move the platform to Osmosis. We'll vote it through.
Yeah.
Yeah. something to look forward to.
Yeah. Community votes at the end, though, don't it?
Yeah, so. It's what. Yeah. yeah, no, but but yeah, there'll be some voting coming up. There's I was doing something today. Was looking at something today that's coming up, but I don't think that'll probably be. I can't even speak, man. That'll probably be one of the first votes.
Yeah, I guess.
The luck's coming up to try and stop me speaking. You just say, don't say that. You're going to reverse it, yeah? Go on. Tell me to stop.
Not even as a joke, fam. Not even as a joke.
We were doing something today, or maybe we wasn't doing something today and talking to something about something that's going to be something, and that'll probably be voted on on the DAO and DAO. Oh, no, in the wink down. That probably won't be the first vote. Oh, I guess there'll be there'll be some voting stuff coming up soon.
There might even be some pointless votes as well, just to keep it humorous.
Why not? And then we got to
might fire Lux vote for it, yes or no, right?
Yeah. Please don't vote for that to happen. No. I will kill myself. And what else? Revenue will be eventually. Once that starts kicking in.
Yeah, Goji, isn't it? Little Gojira.
Gojira, once Gojira is live, this is happening, you think, like, because what's our market cap? I don't even know.
I don't even look. It's a bit sad at the moment, the whole
ecosystem. It's fucking low, though. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
So, if all goes well.
Yeah. 182, isn't it? Easy.
If all goes well, we'll surpass Stargaze.
Yeah. At the moment, we're up against a star.
Faggy little platform.
Yeah. We're up against a star.
I do like the Stargaze guys. Like, I'm just joking. But their logo is absolute dog shit. Yeah, like, dog shit. I think that was probably part of their original marketing. They went, here's our product, our logo shit. It must have been. Yeah. It's a star. Yeah. It's a star in a circle.
I guess kids understand.
Wonder how much that cost.
Easily 2 digits, double digits.
Ours, how much does our logo cost?
Quite.
Our logo costs about 100k now.
Branding, though, isn't it?
Branding is important. Anything else?
In the eco. No, I've got some.
The last thing before we get into the.
No, I've got Nami. We've got some. Something we can talk about with Nami as well.
We can get
him involved.
That'll be a topic for later. I guess, as always, just another shout out to not being pussies.
Yeah, don't be pussies.
Don't be pussies.
Don't have a mangina.
The best time to sell is very rarely when things are going bad and everyone's panicking. Very rarely the right time to do it. It's usually when things start going well, or when things are going really well, when everyone's getting excited, and when everyone's sort of flicking their skittle online. That's probably the best time. But yeah, doing it now, you're probably
love a skittle.
Yeah, I
haven't had one in years. Mm-hmm. Might have to go get some.
Yeah, I don't really eat sweets.
What is it? Something over the rainbow. What is it? What do they call it?
Taste the rainbow.
Taste the rainbow.
Yeah.
Did the gays take that branding off them, though? Did they kind of teeth that? Are Skittles gay now?
Are Skittles gay?
Yeah.
That's a question. Mm. I don't know.
Well, there's only one way to find out. Let's ask our star.
Welcome our guests, Nami Protocol.
Hello.
Everyone to clap. I can't. Why is no one clapping? Who's clapping? Yes, lots of clap. People actually did the clap. That's good. It's like sort of a manipulation. I get them to do stuff and then.
Have you ever started a clap before?
No.
I have. I did it a few months ago and I was so happy with myself. One of my best achievements to date.
Yeah. That's good. A Skittle's gay?
What the fuck? What is this?
You know what Skittles are?
Skittles are... They're
like a rainbow...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. all the people.
I bet he's searching what Skittles are.
I'm just thinking of all the times I ate the Skittles and then now, you know.
So not only are you investing in a great saving protocol, you're investing in a gay, what is it, LGBT plus owned business. So there we go. So more reasons to invest, guys.
Yeah. I think Coach has just asked. Let's see. He's always a good guy. I'm sure this is.
Yeah, he's going to.
He's spotted something useful here, and then we're going to get into the beef.
The meat
of the scenario. Mm-hmm. Right, Coach, what's going on? Is it Skittles or NAMI related? Or both? Well,
you've had your chance.
One chance. One chance.
Let's see anyway. Let's just get back. Also, if anyone wants questions to ask NAMI, just put them in now, really.
Yeah.
Because we'll get to them later. But
definitely. I think today's a good day for questions.
Yeah.
Especially as we are 1 week away from just a week.
Well, less than a week, technically. Isn't it? The week is.
Well, it's very
close. It's, what, 6 days? It's just over 6 days, isn't it now?
Yeah. Well, it's literally.
It's Monday, isn't it?
It's less than a week. It's
6 days, 3.5 hours it starts.
Yeah.
But really, around a week is when like people start going, you know, moving their bids and stuff.
How are you feeling, guys?
Yeah.
Getting excited, I would say, huh? Mm-hmm. I mean, now with the general market corrections, getting more exciting by the hour. So, I think we're looking forward and curious how the process will be and how often I'll check the pilot website in the 3 days.
I'll tell you what, based on how we were, I think you'll probably watch it as non-stop as possible.
Yeah. Two days, but really we were fortunate enough. It was kind of a clean sailing after 3-4 hours, kind of, if you know what I mean. We weren't stressed at it, you know. We weren't. And as well, because it was the first time it was ever used, we didn't like, you know.
Yeah. It was quite nervy going into it. So yeah. I don't know if that's. I think naturally it probably is. You know, sort of the culmination of all the work of going into it and stuff.
Mm. It's true.
We would hit the the refresh button every minute or so, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's literally. I think that's what I was doing. I was just refreshing it constantly.
Yeah, and then it broke.
And then pilot broke. Nobody went for pilot won't break.
Yeah, pilot. Then pilot was good for AQLA. So I think that we were the beta testers, weren't we?
Yeah. Look, I'm pretty sure
everyone
knows NAMI by now, you know, surely. But just in case, and just again, you know, what is NAMI protocol for people in a nutshell?
In a nutshell, yeah, let's go. We are a savings protocol that will enable everyone to participate in the high yields we get in crypto. Not only us, degens, but especially those people that normally don't want to go into crypto because it's too volatile or too difficult or whatever. And it's time that we change that and bring them all to Kujira. And so, we will make that happen in many different ways.
Yeah, I mean, really, like, you know, people can talk about sort of the market and things that happen and whatnot. But one thing that's been very steady is the yield off stable in Kujira. So, I mean, the NAMI use case probably is stronger than ever, if anything.
Oh, I think for sure. And as we said, and as also written on our roadmap, Ghost itself is just the beginning, right? We have so many places to generate stable yield. So I think it will be a very interesting months that are coming to see what can be done in a holistic view.
Yeah, Yeah.
Should we advertise the dates anyway of the sale? Well,
yeah, I assume people would know generally. I mean, if you haven't read through Nami's light paper, I would definitely suggest you do that in about 35 minutes.
Yeah, it's on their site. It's on WakeUp.
Let me share it. Hold on, actually.
I will share the post.
It's my phone. I've been working with it. Anytime I try and do something while on the space, it freezes, and I get scared that the space is going to be ruined. Because it has been once. It ruined it. One time, it just ruined it.
I'm gonna state the dates, though.
Well,
I'll state the dates.
Let's drum roll it.
Yeah, let's state the dates. 22nd, so Monday, 8 p.m. UTC. Wherever you are, just use a time converter website to know when it is. And we are going until 25th, so 3 whole days. If everyone or for everyone that doesn't know Pilot, you don't need to stress. You don't need to be there at the 22nd at 8 p.m. UTC. Whenever you feel comfortable in this time frame, you can place your bid. So don't stress.
And also, I think a lot of people, because I imagine there was quite a few I've heard from people with AQLA, the activation of the bid, you only need an hour before to activate. So don't worry about that. An hour. You just need an hour once to activate your bid.
That's a much better choice, yeah. Because I think obviously on the AQLA, whilst the sale went bloody great, there was a six-hour delay,
six-hour delay,
which was quite chunky. What was ours? Ours was two hours.
Ours was two.
Yeah. So this is I think that's about right.
Yeah, it's good.
I think we've learned something from the last sales, and I think that's the right kind of amount. Yeah.
And as well,
probably. And I mean, we will make a lot of noise in the last 3 hours or something. So even if you place some bids and you will not forget to check if you can move them closer or you need to move them further or whatever, we will be making some noise.
So again, just back on those dates again, just so everyone's open your ears. So the 22nd, is Monday. It's Monday, less than a week.
Yeah.
22nd of April.
April, yeah.
2024,
yeah.
Which is this year.
Yeah.
Monday. Next time it says Monday,
Monday.
On your phone.
Monday is Monday everywhere in the world, isn't it?
No. Not in China. No. They use animals instead of days. So from the 22nd to 25th,
which is Thursday.
Everywhere in the world, mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, I think it would be by the time it ends, because nowhere more than, 12 hours behind UTC?
If you set a reminder on your phone for Friday, it's too late.
Yeah.
It's just some advice.
Just
it's too late.
Do it on Monday.
To be finished on Friday, on Thursday.
Just do it Monday night.
Yeah.
Or afternoon, I guess, for some people.
Get in on Monday.
Then chill out. Then on the Thursday.
Check it out.
See, bit of bobbing and weaving is needed, of course.
Make sure your bid's filled, because I mean that's something.
And activated.
I think I can say this. So on, it's a good idea to keep an eye on your bids, because, for example, on Wink, some people's bids did not get filled.
Yeah,
they got beaten.
Like 30% of bids were not filled.
Yeah. And I believe among those bits was our own hands.
Yeah, hands.
Literally.
Not even joking. Hands do get it. It was hilarious. It was
a loser.
Yeah.
Like an idiot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Need
to be careful not to go for the 49% and 50%, or the max cat. You got to spread it out if you really want to guarantee. And you can look at how much everyone's bidding, et cetera. There's a whole strategy to it, right? Right, JP?
Oh yeah, for sure. I think it's smart that we quickly talk about how Pilot works again. In case you want to have some visuals, just at the end of the light paper, you will find the link to a video where we explain how all of this works. But just to make sure for new people and also for old people, you have these discount pillars, right? They are resembling a price at the end. You can do the calculation. And obviously, you want to buy for the best price. Now, what's the best price? We don't know for in the beginning. It's the bidding process. So whatever you want to do, you need to think of how much time do I have? How often do I want to check? Obviously, what is my budget? And so on and so on. And I'll give you an example. If you want to have an average good price, but you don't want to check the phone once after you put in the bid, you probably should spread your bids out evenly from probably not zero, to be honest, but something starting from 50%, 60%, 70%, up to the 90%. You can do the calculations yourself. But if you are happy to check every, I don't know, like to the end of the sale, the last 3-4 hours more frequently, then obviously there's a way to just put everything on the best pillar. And let's see if it gets filled. And if it gets filled, you can partly move your bid to a lower discount.
But you've heard
it is much more complex. You can do whatever you want. There are probably bigger brains than me out there that can game this very nice and very well. If you are someone of these guys, do a Twitter thread.
I'm going to thank everyone. You're going to put a bid in Monday, whenever that time zone you're in, and then you're going to come back on Thursday and then eye it up. And then the last 3 hours, what you're going to do is you're going to put a movie on. You know, have the movie, and then you're going to have your second screen with Pilot on, and yeah, then you're just going to monitor it. You're going to do a bit of bobbing and weaving.
What movie?
What? A good one.
Yeah. So, what movie would you guys
Shawshank Redemption
people watch?
Shawshank, isn't it? It's 2.5 hours. That's perfect.
I would say Lord of the Rings.
Oh,
did you hear that, KP? Lord of the Rings.
Which Lord of the Rings? Which one?
I think the first.
Really, I'm more of a Twin Tower. I do like a Twin Tower, that battle win. what is it? The Two Towers?
Huh?
What is it called? The second?
Yeah, it's not the Twin Towers. Yeah. That was something very different.
Yeah.
Different situation.
Sorry, that was a bad one. But yeah, watch Lord of the Rings if you haven't. Director's cut, even.
Mm.
They're
super
long.
Or Brokeback Mountain, I'd say. That's a really good film.
Yeah.
Just put that on. The only problem is, like, you know, you say you have to keep checking your bid. What if the film gets really good and you get distracted?
Mm. But that's why you watch the movie you've already watched before.
That's the thing. Like, you're like, I'll check my bid in a minute, but then the cowboys start kissing in a tent and all of a sudden you're distracted, you're turned on, and you take your mind
off. Eating your Skittles.
Yeah. You just take your mind off the sale. Don't do that. Don't watch a film, actually. That was bad.
Better not do that.
Don't watch a film. Just.
Or put a boring movie, even better, right?
Yeah, that's it. Watch a boring movie.
Put on a dreadful TV. Maybe put on some reality TV or something. I'm really filth.
Just. Or some music. Or some lovely.
Some Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, just some lovely music. Or some championship music, you know. Yeah. I think that's a good idea, though. Getting your bids in early is definitely puts you in a nice little solid position.
Yeah, just get it in, because worst case, if you know, Thursday, you're in a car crash or anything, at least you've got your bid in.
Yeah. Good advice, that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really good advice, man.
Yeah, there's no point missing out on a great opportunity.
There will be a lot of notification to it. I'd expect so. I mean, we've seen that a couple of times now. Bids moving around in those last few hours.
I like a bit of moving around the bids.
What would be good to talk about, I think, is sort of the numbers in terms of the raise, the value of the token, etc. So people get sort of a full overview on exactly what they'd be bidding into.
Oh yeah, well, obviously let's do that. So I mean, it's kind of simple. We're raising in a minimum 350k. So if we don't reach 350k and you have the bids placed, you will get all your money back, and the sale obviously will not happen. Number one. And the price per token is 0.00875 cents at the highest discount, which is 96%. And we are going in 2% steps. So then we go 94, 92, 90. And you can obviously then calculate the price yourself. Today I had an interesting conversation about how you can value, for example, your how much do you need to buy in order to get a certain amount of staking rewards if you buy the token for the cash flow, which is one option, right? I mean, we all want to obviously price go up, but one reason also to buy it might be the cash flow. There is some nice ways to calculate that. And so, yeah, I don't know if it's needed to share here. But basically, what you need to take into account is the staking rate. You need to make yourself some assumptions about how much TVL we can reach. Obviously, what will be the average APR from Ghost? And you can play around with everything between 10 to 30%, I would say. This is like a long-term realistic number, as we can see with USK lending. And then, yeah, you can find out how much you need to bid.
Yeah. JPA, I have a question for people like me. What would be the initial price of our token? Sorry for asking this question. I know I can find it in the light paper.
The initial price for the best discount is 0.00875 cent. Or you mean at 0%?
Without discount, yeah. What's the price?
I think it's 21.75 cents or something. But obviously, this is an amount
we're
not going to target.
No, I just wanted to figure out. Okay, because I'm going to buy some also for me, and my friends are asking me the same question. So need to know what is the discount, you know, what's the deal here? And it's okay, not bad, right?
Yeah, I mean, under a cent. I mean, looking at the FTV on this, like, so I mean, obviously, I guess you guys wouldn't talk too much about price, but we will. But yeah, I mean, you know, at the 96%, you're looking at an 875,000 FDV. Not market cap, we're talking FDV.
Sub 1 mil. But to be fair, I like to look at fully diluted because I don't want to be looking, you know, that's a lot of problem.
But again, a lot of this is, you guys have got 30-month listing, so it's not, your market cap's going to be quite significantly even lower than that. Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty damn fair price, you know.
It's getting juicy.
Really, yeah. When you look at, you know, how successful Ghost is right now.
Yeah, the savings on it are quite.
And if we're honest, if there's a way to take greater advantage of all the different,
which we've seen options, from your, should we call it a beta test round? Should we call it a beta test round, technically, right?
Oh, yeah. Fine.
It is a technically, you know, you outperformed it, you know, quite considerably.
I want to give you one info. I saw this on Twitter. USK Lending is live exactly 1 year now. We have made only USK 17.56%. Real yield.
Yeah.
Real yield.
Double digits.
Literally borrowers paying lenders.
Well, it makes sense as well, doesn't it?
It's a really good company.
Yeah. It's weird because we were always thought, because I was always of the mindset of Oracle was always going to be the you know, like, oh, this is amazing. But it's, I think Ghost is just, Ghost is just, it's so easy to sell, isn't it, to everyone?
Yeah. I mean, well, one thing, look, and again, you know, I hate to bring up this comparison, but a lot of us were on Terra and we watched how important and how successful Anchor was. And whilst obviously you guys don't have the risk that did, it is sort of a performing something of a similar function. Well, it's definitely similar, if not via the same means.
This is just having to do an algorithm to get a better rate than, you know,
off of real yield.
Which
so there's
was
no
bank on the, you know, just printing.
Yeah. And this is that was the thing that brought people in. You know, the sort of 20% is what got the masses. So really,
for me, anything really, because I think most people will target that sort of 7% because if we look at the historic data from the stock market, you get really, you, if you invest, you get around the 7%. But anything better than that, you are, it's, you know, for the astute investors and stuff, that's sort of what I think most people would be super overly impressed with. And especially when you think it's from real yield as well.
Everything in double digits, obviously, I think from double digits ongoing, not only I think, but I was researching this in the very beginning, is very attractive. And what is also attractive, but this needs to be communicated more, is obviously that even though you get 7% on the stock market, you still have all the ups and downs. And if we provide you with 7%, they are actually worth more theoretically, because the psychological cost or whatever are not there to hold and not sell and whatever, right? So
yeah,
it's a thing to communicate the message, but still, even that would be a win.
Yeah. And back to the DAO itself, what's the bid token?
USDC, yeah, just USDC. Not USK. I know we saw some comments, and I understand all positions, but it's USDC, just for the sake of easiness.
Yeah.
I think for the time being, USDC makes the most practice for other people coming into the chain quickly and not fear, you know, having to sell such a large to get out into the real world at the time being.
It's easier for
in
people,
time, though.
For sure.
In time, yeah. Check in a year. Who knows where we are in a year?
Let's indeed.
Maybe future pilot sales are in USK in a year. We'll see. Because ad sale was in XLR. Remember USDC?
Oh fuck yeah!
It wasn't even in USDC. So it is, you know.
Yeah.
It changes. Technically USDC, but you know.
Well,
just
yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, as was a different. Non-native,
a different thing altogether.
Yeah,
just a silly little rap token.
Yeah, no one likes rap, do they?
And also something that I think is pretty damn great for buyers. So people come to the pilot sale. They wanna buy some NAMI. They put in their bid. Once the sale is complete, how long will they be vested for?
And for probably one block, 4.5 milliseconds. No vesting, obviously.
Yeah. 4.5 milliseconds. There is vesting.
Seconds. Yeah, there is seconds, by the way. Don't fool me. It's 4,500.
Hopefully people can wait. Wait that long.
And as we know with Hans, he's not one to like, oh, let's do a prop to get this pair up. No, Wink was done within a few minutes.
Yeah,
AQLA was done in a few minutes. So yeah, I know these guys can't sing. But
I don't want to spoil too much, right? But if you look at the governance, you might see some proposal that was coming up today.
Today
might be interesting.
Oh shit! It's coming today. Let me check if it's. What? When today? Ruin it.
It's already put up. Didn't you see it? Oh my god! No, it was like 1 hour or something ago. So you see a product not by us, obviously, but by Beautiful Fusion.
You know,
which is
JV. There's one thing
your side doesn't work.
It may look like that we don't do prep for this show, but we actually do.
we don't. That's the trick. We make it because I'm entertaining.
Yeah.
If it sounds like we're idiots.
Yeah, let me get it short. Now, it's Fusion put up a prop for Kaiko. I know they teased it a while ago, which basically automates the whole process. So when we launch the pilot sale, it's already launched. That if it's successful, the order book will be created, the bow pair will be created. We will put 10% of the proceeds of the sale together with the equal amount of NAMI tokens automatically into Bow to see the liquidity for trading right after. So you're not vested, you have liquidity, and the speculation can begin. And if the sale is very successful, we will add another 10% to the liquidity to make it 20.
There we go. So
swag.
Now you know. If you know, you know.
Yeah, exactly. What I would say is, like, again, just to be very honest, like, this is, you know, this is going to be the third sale proper on Pilot.
Yeah.
Wink went very well. AQLA has gone very well.
They say,
even though we were promised it wouldn't.
Yeah.
And I think I don't know. Like, I mean, I've obviously been quite I was part of Wink. I'm fairly strongly into AQLA. And yeah, I think if I'd missed those first two, I'd definitely be thinking I'm not gonna miss another one, yeah. Especially at sub million market.
Yeah.
FDV, not even market cap. Yeah.
You know, they say lightning doesn't strike twice. How about three times? Yeah,
lightning's gonna get struck three times.
So many times that where it strikes, it's not even gonna exist anymore.
Yeah.
So be ready for that.
Thanks.
It's gonna create a what does NAMI mean again?
Tsunami, right?
It's gonna create a tsunami.
We take that.
The triple lightning. That's what it's gonna do. Yeah. So
bang. Yeah, I'm
Coach has got his hand up. Should we go on, Coach?
Yes.
GM fam, I promised JP I'd come up with some questions, and I'm gonna apologize at the outset because these may be answers that are in the light paper or white paper, and I just haven't read it yet. And I will. So I'm glad that you brought up the USK annualized at 17.5%, which is amazing. And what I'm wondering, because I know you're designing some kind of algorithm under the hood that will optimize moving between the different stable coins that are available on Ghost, is there a way like that the algo is going to just somehow juice out a little more yield? Or if that's not possible, like, I'm a dabbler, I love trying things out. So like when I talked to the Nolis guys and I did a 0%, you know, lease on Neutron, one of the things that caught my eye was that if you deposit stables, now they don't pay as nearly as well as Ghost, so I only have like $500 in there, but they pay, say, whatever it was, 8 or 9%, but then they augment that by actually giving some of the Nolis token on top of the stable yield to kind of juice the returns. Is that something that NAMI is thinking about doing? I know there's probably like multiple questions in here, but I just want to at least ask those big broad questions.
Okay. Hey, Coach. Thanks again for keeping the promise. So let's start from the back. So we are not looking to incentivize the saving itself at the moment. The rates are good enough, and the algorithm will create more yield than you can get on Ghost itself. But perhaps it's Alki's time to speak a little bit about the algorithm.
Yeah, JP, thank you. Well, people are going to get what Ghost is giving, but what NAMI is going to do is going to improve Ghost performance itself by, well, that's not some magic. The whole idea is we allocate the funds in a way that the same funds, they will produce better yield, better APR. So in order to do that, if you have, let's say, for example, 1K of, doesn't matter which stable coin, you put it to the highest APR, like, let's say, USK. It was 1 hour ago. USK was performing with 30% APR. So you have 1K, you put it there, that's it. Now, in our case, we think we may have 1 million or 2 million of funds. So the way we will allocate them, actually the algorithm will allocate them, then it will increase the performance of these 2 million, but just from another person just putting them around. You know, if you have 2 million and you put them into the best performing APR, it's going to be a disaster for the specific stablecoin because of the way Ghost is working, right? It depends on supply and demand. So when you supply a lot, then the demand is, you know, the APR is falling. So our algorithm is doing exactly that, is calculating all possible scenarios and finds the best possible allocation. That's why the ghost is going to perform better for investors. Not sure if I want us to answer the question, but I gave it a try.
Perhaps from just from the perspective why you're getting more yield is we all felt this. You're lending out on USK, and 1 hour later you take a look and USDC is better than USK now. But you just and you don't want to withdraw. You don't want to change because normally you don't have the overview of what does it cost me, how does it impact the rate, how long will the rate stay, and so on. So there are many factors that the algorithm will take into account and decide if a switch makes sense. And if it makes sense, it will automatically execute this swapping of stables, very likely always partly, never all of it, because it makes no sense. To take action to get the best average yield, weighted average yield, we would call it at the end.
I love that because that's kind of what I'm trying to do manually with all the stables that I bring over to Ghost. I just kind of stack them in. I have some in the USK bucket, some in the native USDC bucket, and some in the Axelar bucket, and just try to take advantage of the movement between the yields to kind of smoothen out the volatility to where I have like a steady earning across those three buckets. So now that you guys have come along and designed this thing, I can just give all my stables to you and you do it for me.
That's the point.
That's the whole idea. Right.
By the way, the more funds are deposited to NAMI, the best is going to be the performance, by the way. It's magic, but that's how it's going to be.
There we go. We've heard it from the horse's mouth. You haven't read it, but on the light paper, it does say from their testing, they achieved a 55% APR versus the average on stables at the time, which was 24.65. So just for reference, yeah, that was over around give or take 6 weeks of testing. So there we go.
Basically,
it was a 1-3% improved interest rate. There we go. Look at that. That's literally triple digits. Different.
Yeah.
Improvement. Yeah. In the real world.
The result is amazing, but I think it's also, again, a good time since we are there to talk quickly about the limitations of all of it, because we don't want to promise you 50%, 55%, and then we cannot keep it, right? So what we have to understand is a few things. So first of all, backtesting itself, we talked about this, I think, again, is very theoretic, because on one hand, we are not able to have the impact of the liquidity in our backtesting. So we don't really know how the market reacts on changing interest rates. This is the first thing. So how do the borrowers react? And the other thing is, okay, if we need to move funds from one denomination to another, so USK to USDC, there's always a price impact. Just because we don't have 2 trillion of liquidity and we are trying to swap 2 million, for example. So these are all constraints that we cannot really model in the backtesting. So that's why when we are going to mainnet, we have decided to give it a short period of time, probably a month, where we are not enabling the UI and running all of it with our own funds to give all of you at least 30 days of actual real performance data before you're putting any money in the protocol.
And by the way, may I share with the public that our contract is currently working in testnet. It's performing all the basic functionalities. It's in test phase yet, but it's working. So we're waiting for a few small changes in the UI to go in the testnet, all of it, all the system. And it's coming. This is what I want to say. altogether.
Oh, yeah, obviously, I think we can drop the other one. So everyone who's on the whitelist, you will get the waitlist, not whitelist. I'm sorry. No alpha here. they will get a testing link tonight.
Oh.
And they can explore a bit the UI in either demo mode. So you don't have to connect your wallet. You can just click on demo if you want to. Or obviously, if you have some testnet funds, or you get a little description how to get them, you can test depositing, withdrawing, how it feels, how it looks. Only thing that is not really working is the algorithm on the testnet, because there is not really a change of borrowing and lending that you can
model. Oh, annoying. So keep ready for that. So some people are going to finally have an exciting night for once.
Yeah.
They were like,
yeah. As we know, most of the people in this listening right now kind of losers, aren't they?
They're probably just thinking, oh, I'm going to be, another night in bed alone for me. But no, now you're going to get a warm and ammy cuddle. Yeah.
We got you covered.
There we go.
Sweet. All right. So I guess we'll fry out now. Any questions or comments or come up and just be like, this is sick. That would be great. Raise your hand now or forever. Hold your pieces.
Yeah, be sad.
No, you KP. I see you. Yeah, you're always. You're quite. You're a man of a strong taste.
He's a Mexican, so he likes the spicy stuff, doesn't he?
He's a spicy man. Spicy boy.
Look at him. Not spicy enough to talk, though, is he?
Probably nervous.
Yeah.
Probably nervous. I don't blame him. Yeah. It takes a special kind of man to talk. In front of
56
of his inferiors.
Yeah.
There we go. Oh.
Oh, spicy.
Oh, he's. There he is.
There we go.
Anyone else also has the same offer? But I just saw him. He's near the top.
Because he's got a blue tick, I think that's why.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Even Amit's here. Look at you. Oh, he's Mr. Spicy. He is.
Big spice.
Yeah.
Big spice.
Sexy.
Right, KP.
What's happening, boys? How are you?
Never been better, mate. Yeah. Never been better. Mate.
Yeah, riding it. We're having the time of our lives. Now I need to find my charger. I'm on 1%, so I might listen.
I didn't know the phones even reached 1%. I thought they just died at like 7
yeah.
or 4 or maybe 3.
To be fair.
Isn't your iPhone like iPhone 4 or something like that? What have you got?
He hasn't had an iPhone.
I don't have an iPhone.
How are we?
I've had one in the past. I have a Redmi. I had to flip it over to check where it was.
Redmi, that is.
It's from China, the country.
That is a country, yeah.
Yeah, it's from there.
Big one.
I'm getting all of your data.
did his percentage die?
Oh, maybe. Did his phone die?
There's a funny thing.
That's pretty funny.
The first time I think I ever met KP was he had his phone and maybe a charging bank which was 4 times bigger than the actual phone. And the cable which he was carrying as well was one of them which had all the wires hanging out of it and all of it with little sparks occasionally.
I can't believe his phone died. That is absolutely pathetic.
Yeah.
Right, I'm here.
Oh,
I've made it.
Oh.
Fucking hell.
Oh.
It's a mission impossible. I've made it. I've got my phone on charge.
Oh, he saved it.
Happy days.
Guys, I just realized if you have a bad day because you see too many red candles, it's really worth it to just go on Finn and type XUSK, XUSDC, and you will only see a green graph. It's very good for you.
That's true. Yeah.
It's vanilla, right?
Yeah.
It's not offensive. It's always good.
You go and look at that green. Or also, you could just be like, this is what happens all the time, literally. Every single time I've looked, you know, been in crypto involved at all, the same thing happens over and over again. And just wait. That's one up. Yeah. That's the one I'm doing.
Yeah, just give it a few days.
Nah, that's not crypto.
Yeah, no,
it's best to just cry and get under the covers.
But there are some good things on the way.
Upon us.
Or out of the way.
Oh, double meaning.
Midday, isn't it? It's midday.
Yeah.
Like Wednesday. We're going to actually get him to join, I'm going to offer him to join Wink, the team.
You might want us to move.
I'm actually serious.
Oh, offer who? Who?
Mike. I'm dead fucking serious. That's how far. I'm not even joking. Like, everyone thinks I'm joking. And then next week. No. I'm Team Mike now. I think he's smart. This week, we're going to put out a tweet going, welcome our new member. And you're going to be like, oh, what the fuck? I thought they were joking. Then we'll see. Yeah, we'll see, won't we? Yeah. Oh, someone's going to tell him about the invite. Do it. AKP, what's going on, man?
Yeah, not a lot. Just a few bits and bobs. Got the, I don't know if it's been announced yet, but we've got an event in Lisbon coming up. So that'll be quite fun. We're going to that. When is it? August 26th. When's that? So it's just over 2 weeks, isn't it?
When is it?
August?
No. In April.
April. Yeah. Okay, yeah, we got you. Yeah, so
2 weeks in August.
Yeah, it's in like
a week and a half.
Week and a bit. A week and a bit. 10 days.
After the nanny tale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're gonna do your nami bids. You're gonna party the night away because I'm so happy I got my nami bid, and then you're gonna go to Lisbon.
Yeah, that's the plan. And then obviously I'm jetting off afterwards for a bit of sun. Mm-hmm. Get away from Lisbon. This has been annoying, man. The weather was so nice for the last 2 days. It's pissed down with rain since.
Yeah.
We need
great summer away from us.
Oh, I was away for a few days.
Yeah. But you
so where did you go? Where were you?
Yeah, I went to Hampshire.
What the fuck are you doing there?
It was lovely. I went to
for an old man or a couple. Like, what were you doing there?
I went. I was hanging out with a baby.
An old man. You're actually an old man.
Some coffees.
You what?
We went for a walk in the New Forest, and I gave a horse an apple.
That is.
And then I went to a place called Romsey, and we walked around the sort of medieval streets and went into the cathedral and had a pray.
You do like a cathedral.
Yeah, I love a cathedral, man. And it was very lovely. And
that's very cute, man.
Thanks.
That's nice. Not so.
Yeah, nice. Different kind of founder, isn't it? Different kind of crypto founder. I do wholesome things.
Yeah,
coke out of Rempoy's buttholes.
Just like the cheese board.
Just going. Oh yeah, I went to a cheese and meat restaurant. We got a giant cheese board.
That's nice.
With 8 different types of cheese. The favorite cheese I had there. So the favorite cheese in that was actually a Norwegian cheese.
Oh,
yeah. The irony.
Best
cheese. The irony.
Jarlsberg, Norwegian, right?
Very nice.
Jarlsberg.
It wasn't. It was like a sort of toffee coloured cheese. Mm-hmm. It was really great.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name, but
it's a good. It's Norwegian cheese.
It was very nice. I recommend it, even though I haven't because I can't name it.
Europe kind of does destroy everywhere else on the cheese game, don't they?
Yeah. Where are you going? Is it also Hampshire?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Where am I going?
Yeah, on holiday. You said you're going away.
Yeah, Lisbon. I'm doing the event in Lisbon.
You said you're coming back and then you're going away.
No. I'm taking a out to Lisbon, and then from Lisbon I'm going to Morocco.
So you are.
Morocco was the answer.
Yeah.
When Marrakesh, obviously.
Yeah.
It's all about, yeah, that's the you're going to get pestered to fuck.
Are you taking your girlfriend?
No, she's not allowed.
She vetoed that trip.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You want to go Agadir if you go with a girl.
You what? You look.
Take her home, shit.
Yeah.
Or is it me?
The Cotswolds as well is really nice, isn't it?
So, question for you is, despite the naysayers, you've had a fairly good track record with picking projects. are you going to be bidding on NAMI?
I'm going to assume you're talking to me there. My Wi-Fi just
cut out. Oh, yeah, definitely.
I heard good track record of pilot, so... And that's me. Yeah, I will be. Yeah.
there we go.
You've had it. Long and short of it. There you go. Problem solved. Really. Yeah, I will be done.
Yes. Same.
Amit, I see handsome Amit is here as well. Go on, give us a thumbs up if you are as well. Go on, Amit. Go on, Amit.
I bet
go on, Amit.
He's a smart lad.
We did something.
He wears glasses as well, so you know he's extra smart.
I've got something to show Amit one day. I can't wait to do it.
What?
You'll see. You'll all see. No, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. He'll love it. 100%.
Love him. Is here as well. Is he making more tracks? Is he making that NAMI track yet?
Oh, another shout out. Yeah, go and listen to Koala's Kajira songs.
Kahula.
It's
Hawaiian.
It really is. Huh?
Some great songs.
Really good songs. What one's your favorite?
Stitched
him up there if he's not listening to
him. I've listened to at least two of them, but
two.
I don't remember the names. he's done some for... He also did some for, I talked to him about it a while back.
Yes, guys! Yeah.
I think it was the...
Lance, just save yourself.
I just wanted you to put the Winko one.
No, I actually liked the, not the Winko one, it was the...
Like, you listened to two songs, and the one...
No, I'm serious, it was the... Wait, let me look up
color. Blocking
that.
One of the ones that I've seen real quick.
He had a good one about Coogee. Wait.
Fucking album.
No, I know. No. I know. But there were multiple songs about different things.
Oh my god.
By the way, we just have to.
There was one that sounded like a cowboy thing. I don't remember.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I want to say shout outs to Amit, by the way. I mean, he is making the R&D powerhouse. Yeah. So, what the fuck will we have on chain?
Madness. Yeah. I'm on fire. Nice. Is there anyone else we should congratulate in the crowd? Is anyone doing anything? Kuji Talia just always being a lovely dude. I should call him out for that. Fucking love that guy. I would kill for him.
A kid, you had a talk with at Bristol University. Well done on that.
Well done.
All on your own as well, doing that all on your own, kid. Well done.
Yep.
No one else there. Well done, kid.
You're the main one there.
Top man.
Yeah, good. Nice one.
That was very cool.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, keep an eye on that stuff, guys.
Who else?
Academy are hamming. They're hamming it up.
Yeah.
Does anyone else want, like, if you put a thumb up, I'll just say something nice about you and then we can go. No.
I saw a kid put a thumb up.
You've just had some stuff. Stop being greedy. Don't be greedy. All right. That would do for congratulations. NAMI.
Oh, I see Keeks there. They show just Keeks. I love Keeks.
Could not speak higher of Keeks. Yeah, what a guy. And no, I'm not allowed to say that. But thanks
for everyone.
Thanks. No, I'm talking to Keeks.
Ah, okay.
Thanks for the recommendation.
Yeah,
because that was brilliant. Really brilliant.
Yeah.
was just seeing if Lux would get all like, oh, calm down.
No, he's just walking, wouldn't he?
And as a final congratulations, congratulations to Nami.
Nami.
Thank you.
It is exciting, guys.
Yeah. Your month and month of hard work is going to be put out there.
It's coming.
Indeed. That's the most exciting thing, I tell you. Scariest and exciting.
In front of the world.
Yeah.
But it's not something. Yeah, I'm sure you guys are quite nervous. It's not something I'm nervous about, because this is one of the most exciting things I've seen come to Kajura.
There we go.
I'm pretty. I'm more excited than
see how excited his arm's super wide right now.
It's
massive. He could hug easily 3 KPs at this moment.
Means a lot, man. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank you. We're looking forward.
Nami, Thursday 8 PM is the finish. So Monday, get your bids in on
Monday. Monday to Thursday.
Monday to Thursday. Thursday is when it's ending, I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's such a bad Thursday back to Monday.
Okay. 6 days and a bit, it's going to start.
Just be there on Monday night. Get your USCC ready.
We'll tweet about it.
We're all going to tweet about it.
Yeah, everyone's going to tweet about it.
Yeah, don't throw it up again and go, oh, what have I done? I missed another one. Yeah. Don't be a jabroni.
Yeah.
For once in your lives.
Yeah. You can be a jabroni like during and in the middle.
Yeah, be a jabroni later.
In the middle, but not the final few hours.
Yeah. All right, I guess that's probably that's it. Any last words before the sound?
Yes. Oh, we got. What's that about?
What was that? Hello.
People derping. They're all derping.
No derping. Final words. It can be a flop.
Final words, guys. Thanks for having us again. Right, giving us the opportunity, and watch out for another space from our side where we just we have a look in the future, what might be possible,
mm-hmm.
what we didn't figure out yet, but where we see Nami in a few years and what we are going to do to get there.
Oh.
From our side.
Nice swag. There it is. That's the thing. That's really helpful.
Wait. Guys, can I say one
thing? No, we're actually finished, so.
Anyway, wait. Just real fast. For the Wink article, guys, there was. Even Ale, even you missed some stuff in there. So I do recommend you all take a look at it. There's some things teased. So make sure to take a look and. The stuff, yeah.
It's the stuff that we missed, as in probably.
I mean, I did show you guys.
Anything's if you believe in your dreams.
Exactly.
I think that's a good note to leave.
Yeah. Last words.
Monday.
Last
be
words.
There.
Monday.
Be there, or else.
Go stake your wink. Here's my last words. Bye, Nami.
Yeah, go stake your wink.
Yeah. Bye, Nami.
Yeah.
Bye, Nami.
Bye, Nami. Stake your wink.
Bye. Stake everything.
Bye. Bye, guys.
There we go. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Bye. Thank you. Game of Thrones and shit.
All right.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known a politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of DNA stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.